This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are
is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. We are here getting ready for the sixth and final game of the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. Arlington will face Anna in a matchup. It is the formula that Fort Laramie uses for this great event where they pit six teams from the general area against teams from out of the area. I really enjoy the format. Everyone I've talked to really enjoys it as well. Just talked to Rushi coach Spencer Cordonier shortly after their victory, 66-36 over Antwerp in the last game we covered here today on scoresbroadcast.com. They very much enjoyed it. The event in general, obviously they enjoyed winning by 30 points.
That'll do it. That was an undefeated Antwerp team that they beat by 30, so
yes, it
that
was.
Just shows you how well those young men are playing.
And it's the third previously unbeaten team Rushi has knocked off in the last 3 weeks. They handed Troy Christian its first loss in the WPTW Classic at Piqua back between Christmas and New Year's, and then they handed Botkins its first loss in a game that we carried right here on Scores Broadcast.com. A great effort by Botkins, who made a ton of three-pointers and had a lead, but still, Rushi is just very tough to compete with for a full four quarters.
Botkins played probably as well as they can play. They led by 7 points in the third quarter and ended up losing the basketball game.
The last game will pit the Rockets, Anna, who are 6-6, and Arlington, which is 6-4. Arlington has not played since beating Macomb 61-40 on January 5th. The Red Devils won their first four games but have lost four of their last six. Anna beat Fort Laramie on Friday 42-30 to improve to 6-6 overall on the season. They've lost three games by 1 point this year. Chuck, I know you guys just did one of them. You did the Jackson Center game, too, as well, right, with the half-court heave. At
got beat at the buzzer, and it really wasn't a heave. He actually
yeah, that's right. That was a full shot. Right,
he shot it. I'll tell you what, it was I'm going to go brain dead. It was, I want to say Sosby. He doesn't play anymore, so it wasn't him.
Hartle, right?
Lucas Hartle. I mean, and it looked just like the Evan Turner shot against Michigan years ago in the Big Ten Championship when he hit the jumper that sent those poor boys crying home.
But it was especially rough for Anna last weekend to lose two games by 1 point each night.
Well, I mean, it starts to wear on the kids a little bit, but they're right there. They're 6-6. 9-3 is a very reasonable record that they could be sitting on right now. They're going to be tough to beat in the Division III tournament.
That is for sure not a team you'd want to play late in the season. And they've shown in previous years how dangerous they can be, too,
yep,
when they're an underdog team. Minster and Toledo Christian are underway right now in the fifth game of the day. It has been all Toledo Christian. They are on top 59-35. We have just under 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter of this one. We're going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll take a deeper look at both Anna and Arlington. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Local Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Maryland, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster, SECURCON, online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're still here at Fort Loramie. It's the MLK Classic. Anna and Arlington are going to go on head-to-head in the nightcap tonight. Look for a tip-off of that one to occur at around 7:55 or so. There's a minute left here between Toledo Christian and Minster, and they've been putting 15 minutes on the warm-up clock. Both Anna and Arlington are peeking their heads in the door, getting ready to come in for this one. Again, it's been all Toledo Christian here. And the game going on right now, the Eagles are ahead of the Wildcats, 63-42. Looking at the rest of the results that have happened today here at Fort Loramie, Sycamore Mohawk opened the day by beating Fort Loramie 45-21 in a game we had right here on Scores Broadcast. Dublin Jerome then beat St. Mary's 72-69 in what has been the game of the day so far. Tri-Village beat Marion Local 52-40 in the third game of the day. And then in a game that Chuck and I had right here on Scores, Rushi beat previously undefeated Antwerp 66-36. Really fun event, and our kudos to Fort Loramie AD and boys basketball coach Miss Mitch Westerheide for orchestrating this whole thing. A long day for him, but they have done a great job here at Fort Loramie as they have the first 2 years they've had this. It's run flawlessly. Everyone I talk to just absolutely loves it.
Well, they had a great crowd. You know, it kind of thinned out here, but boy, those middle games, this place was packed.
Yes, and you know, well, Dublin Jerome and St. Mary's started it, right? They had good crowds, and then
it continued
with Tri-Village and Marion Local, and then Rushi and Antwerp. Yeah, a bit of a longer drive here for both Toledo Christian and Arlington coming in to this one. And then, of course, like Anna, Minster has struggled recently. I believe the Wildcats will be dropping to 3-6. The final seconds tick off the clock here. Toledo Christian is victorious by a score of 65-42 in this one. So Minster has had some struggles, Chuck, and there was a struggle for them here today too. Toledo Christian came into the game with a really good record, and they were pretty impressive too.
Yeah, that's a good basketball team. It was really fun to watch. They run the floor well. They got a lot of quickness. They got some size. They're a good basketball team.
Arlington and Anna enter this game looking to keep up momentum. Again, Anna coming in after a win over Fort Loramie on Friday, 42-30, and Arlington recently suffered a four-game losing streak and lost four of their last six, but they beat Macomb 61-40 on January the 5th, and that is the last time the Red Devils have played. So a big game as far as keeping momentum going in your season.
Well, it is, but I mean, what a long break that is. I mean, you can rest your legs, but at the same time, you get sick of practice. So
yes,
it just, you got to kind of weigh the two together.
Chuck, you've seen Anna several times this year. It has been a balanced effort for the Rockets. It seems like every time I look through the scoring that Coach Barhorst emits, it is a different kid each night. I know Heitkamp is, I think he's still their leading scorer overall in the year.
But
Holman, Carey, I think even Evan Myers has had a couple of games in double digits. Balanced effort.
Well, yeah, I mean, you talk about Mason Carey and Trey Heitkamp. That's their two stars. Those are the two kids that have been playing in their back. But Evan Myers, a 6'2 junior, has really been good for them. Jacob Farrows is a great three-point shooter if you let him get his feet set. Brady Winning is getting a lot of time in there. Derek Madden had a nice game the last time we saw him play. They've got more than Carey and Heitkamp, but they need consistency, and that's not what they've had yet this year.
And it was Carey who led the squad with 16 points against Fort Laramie on Friday, and he scored 14 of those in the second half. That was a game that was a tale of two halves, as Fort Laramie was ahead by a score of 18-12 at halftime. Anna had scored just 2 points in the first quarter. A very slow start, and an uncharacteristically slow start for them, but you can rest assured that Coach Barhorst doesn't let things like that repeat normally, and I'm sure they want to come out here today and get a much better start, faster start.
Was that at Anna or Fort Laramie?
That was at Anna on Friday.
Okay, yeah, that you should never come out and score 2 points at home.
Arlington is in all red. They are the Red Devils. It'll be tough for me not to say Tip City here at some point during this game. As many Tippecanoe games I see. Anna, again, 6-6 overall in the year, looking to get a second consecutive victory. We're going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have our Francis Schulze keys to the game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for the nightcap of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic as Arlington takes on Anna. Again, it is the setup here at the MLK Classic where a local team plays an out-of-the-area team. As we mentioned earlier, the Rockets enter today's game with a 6-6 overall record. Arlington enters 6-4. Arlington plays in the Blanchard Valley Conference and is currently in third place in league play. Finley Liberty Benton is in first place in league play. Van Buren, Elmwood, Riverdale, Arcadia, Macomb, some of the other teams in the Blanchard Valley Conference. Anna is currently tied for third place in the Shelby County Athletic League. The Rockets 4-3 overall in league play, as is Jackson Center. Of course, undefeated Rushi all alone in first place in league play. Bakken's 9-2 overall, 5-1 is second in the county right now. Fort Loramie and Houston are each tied for fifth place with 2-5 league records. The Redskins 3-9, the Wildcats 3-12 overall. And Fairlawn is in last place. The Jets 1-11 overall, 0-7 in league play. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components too. For Anna, get out to a hot start after a slow start in a win over Fort Loramie on Friday. Get the ball distributed and get as many players involved as is possible. For Arlington, it's similarly get out to a fast start after a long layoff. As you noted earlier, Chuck, when you haven't played in over a week, you can be rusty. They've got to be able to hit shots and get second chance looks as well, because if your shooting is off, those are going to be crucial. You miss five shots in a row, can't get an offensive rebound, you can find yourself in a hole quickly. The keys for both Anna and Arlington. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We're going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups, and we will soon get Anna and Arlington underway. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business, reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I am Ryan Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for Anna and Arlington in a nightcap of the Fort Loramie and MLK Classic. Both teams on the court and warming up right now. Arlington is led by head coach Jason Vermillion. He is a graduate of Ohio Dominican and is in his 26th year as Arlington's head coach. Quite a long tenure at Arlington. And something that seems to be getting rarer and rarer, Chuck, for coaches to stick around for, you know, going on three decades.
Yeah, you don't see that very often anymore.
Of course, Shelby County has been blessed with some coaches who have been around for a while. Scott Elkirk just retired last season after a long stint at Jackson Center. And we are seeing here on the court tonight the longest tenured Anna, or Shelby County, I blew the reveal, the longest tenured Shelby County Athletic League coach now left, and that is, of course, Anna coach Nate Barhorst. He has had a great tenure here at Anna and was named the Division III Coach of the Year in 2018. I believe he is in about year 12 here, although I will check that when I get a chance. We've seen a lot from the Redskins in recent years, and one thing you've noticed about Anna here recently, of course, they had a drop-off after losing a big talented class there a couple of years ago, but even though they haven't quite matched that success recently, again, 6-6 this year. A year ago, they finished 7-16. They always remain competitive, and including in games against teams with much better records. So you can see that fire in the way they play. Of course, they were 21-6 in 2021. That was the year I was looking for. And since then, have been trying to get back to that type of play. And as we mentioned earlier, they've lost three games by 1 point this season. So while they're 6-6, they are not far off from walking into this contest with a 9-3 record. We're going to take one more brief commercial break. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineups and get underway between Anna and Arlington. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for Chad Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for the nightcap of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Anna and Arlington getting ready to face off. To correct what I said a moment ago, Anna coach Nate Barhorst is in his 13th year now at the helm of the Rockets. And again, he is now the longest tenured coach in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna starters are being introduced right now. The Rockets are the home team tonight. We'll start here on scores by introducing the Arlington starters. Starting for the Red Devils tonight, a 6'0" junior, Jace Vermillion. A 6'0" senior, Luke Metzger. A 5'11" senior, Caden Russell. A 6'0" junior, Brady Griggs. And a 5'11" sophomore, Aiden Cavaney. Starting tonight for Anna, a 6'2" junior, Evan Myers, a 5'10" junior, Jacob. I'm going to have you double check me on his pronunciation there.
Feroz.
Thank you.
Feroz, yep.
Wanted to make sure I had that right. I thought it was Feroz, but wanted to double check. And then continuing on with Anna, a 6'1" senior, Mason Carey, a 6'2" senior, Trey Heikamp, and a 6'3" junior, Alex Shappy. Being a writer, normally sometimes I don't know what the pronunciation is. I learn the spelling and then will say it wrong in my head to make sure I remember the spelling, and then blank when I actually stare at it. But Jacob Feroz, the tip happens and it goes out of bounds off of Anna, and Arlington gets it. So we are underway now. Feroz guarding the player for the Red Devils who has it right now in Caden Russell. He dribbles, then throws the pass over to Brady Griggs on the right wing. Griggs dribbles inside, then goes back to Jace Vermillion. Shot is missed. Long chase for a rebound. There is Brady Griggs going inside, pulling up for a jumper. That is no good. Anna grabs the rebound and races down to its end to get going. Mason Carey has it. He throws it over in the left wing to Myers. Myers throws a pass down inside to Feroz, who spins, puts up a shot. No good. The long rebound goes to Caden Russell. Russell throws it up the court. Now with it is Luke Metzger. Metzger throws it over to Brady Griggs. Griggs then goes over to Vermillion. He throws a pass back out to Aiden Cavaney, who fires up a long three. It's no good, but there for the putback is Jace Vermillion. And that putback is the first basket and first points we have today. Arlington on top of Anna, 2-2. Now 6:40 and counting left in the first quarter. Anna getting going on its second possession. Carey throws it over to the left wing to Alex Shappy. Shappy goes back to Carey. Carey dribbling. He backs out on the right side. Then throws it over the top of the key to Farrows. Farrows goes left wing to Shappy. Shappy goes back to Myers. Myers goes back to Shappy, who knocks down a three from the left wing. That gives Anna a 3-2 lead, 6:06 and counting. Caden Russell with it, nearly stolen away by Farrows, but Arlington recovers. Vermillion fires up a three from way outside, a little off to the right. It's no good. Anna gets the rebound. Carey gets it across half court, then throws it over to Shappy. Shappy at the top of the key goes to Myers. Myers looking on the left wing, then goes to Farrows. He throws a pass over to Heitkamp. Trey Heitkamp goes over to Myers. Myers dribbles inside from the right side, then throws a bounce pass to Heitkamp on the move. And we have a whistle as Heitkamp was dribbling. A foul goes against Aiden Cavaney. That's the first foul of the game. Anna will take it in from under its own basket. After throwing the inbounds pass, Carey gets it back. Then the ball comes loose. Arlington comes away with it. Falling down on the court with it is Cavaney, but he's able to throw it over to Vermillion. And Vermillion gets it across half court. The Red Devils go to work. From the right corner, Cavaney drives inside along the baseline. Throws the pass back out. Stolen away by Heitkamp, who goes up the court. Puts up a shot. No good. Myers grabs the rebound. Puts up a jumper. Oh, it rattles in, then falls in. Looked like it was going to fall out, but it goes back in. Arlington with a very quick response on its end. The Red Devils get it up to Drew Metzger, and he gets it to fall. But Anna still ahead, 5-4. Racing back down and getting a layup to fall is Mason Carey. After a slow start, both teams on fire now. Anna ahead 7-4. Arlington gets it down on its end. Anna back. And the Red Devils going to go to work on offense here. Metzger dribbles in from the right side. Ball tipped. It is stolen by Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes down, pulls up for a mid-range jumper near the free throw line. No good, but there for the rebound and put back is Evan Myers. And ahead 9-4 all of a sudden.
Good job of running the floor of that for the last two times down for Myers to get the rebounds.
There is an air ball by Vermillion on a shot from the baseline. Anna grabs the rebound after some initial trouble. They get it down the court quick over on the right wing to Heitkamp, who pulls up for a three. No good. Rebound was grabbed by Cavaney, and then we have a foul called against Anna, and that goes against Jacob Farrows. That is his first and the first for Anna. And the Red Devils walk it down past half court with 3:50 and counting. Anna had some substitutions there after that last foul. Dribbling inside and getting a nice shot to fall on a nice move is Elijah Freisinger. He is one player who just came off the bench for Arlington. Evan Myers gets it across half court for Anna. He was in trouble double-teamed, but is able to fire it down low to Brady Winning, who just came off the bench. And Winning gets a shot to fall and drew a foul, so he'll go to the free throw line.
Nice job. Big, strong move that time by the sophomore.
Brady Kinn was called for that foul. Winning puts up his free throw. It is through. Nothing but net. Anna has doubled up Arlington all of a sudden and leads 12-6. Elijah Freisinger goes inside and gets a shot to fall. Nice move again. He's got four quick points, and he's helping Arlington stay in it as Anna has had success on its last several possessions. The Rockets get it past half court. Heitkamp with it on the right wing. Dribbles around the arc. Takes one step in, then goes back out. He's pivoting, looking to pass. He's able to throw a bounce pass off to Winning. Winning then gives it right back to him. So Heitkamp with it. Fires it inside to Winning. And Winning gets a nice floater to fall. 14-8. Anna up by 6 again. Bounce pass in traffic. Nearly lost, but Arlington recovers it. Now at the top of the key is Russell. Russell throws it over to Freisinger, who pulls up for a shot. No good. Anna grabs the rebound, gets it past half court. Rockets moving, 2:20 and counting. They are ahead by 6. With it at the top of the key is Winning. Winning throws a pass over to Myers, who's way outside on the right side. Anna in all white, going from right to left here in the first half on your computer or smartphone. Arlington all red, going from left to right. There's a nice pass inside, and Trey Heitkamp gets a shot to fall. Winning is the one who got the assist on that. There were a series of three passes before that shot. Good ball movement by the Rockets there. There's a foul call back down on Arlington's end. That goes against Heitkamp. That is just Anna's second. 4 total fouls here in this first quarter, which has been a very fast-moving first quarter. Arlington gets it in after that foul. Couple of quick passes. Now with it is Russell on the left wing. He goes back to Cavani. Cavani, left corner, dribbles inside and gets a shot to fall. It hung on the back of the rim for a while and then fell in. That cuts the gap to 6 again. And it gets down on its end. Jacob Farrows gets a shot up. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. And he will head to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 1:28 left. And up by 6 pending these free throws. First free throw is through, nothing but net. Second one coming up.
Farrows has just been playing really well for Anna this season.
He gets the second one up. It rolls in and out. Arlington grabs the rebound and races back down to its end. Cavanine pulls up for a jumper. It is no good. There for the rebound is Derek Madden, who is in off the bench for Anna. Long pass down floor. Anna cannot come up with it after that rebound. And Arlington will get it with 1:08 left. So after he split those free throws, lead stands at 17-10. Arlington walks it up the court. Brady Griggs with it. Way outside. He throws it over on the left wing to Russell. Russell hands it off to Cavani. A couple more quick passes. Now with it is Russell on the right baseline. He spins, can't get a shot up, then does, and he was fouled as he shot. Went up for a shot initially, then pulled it back down. Went back up with it, and he's able to draw a foul from Brady Winning. Russell goes to the free throw line. First free throw rattles in. Russell dribbles, second free throw up. It's through, nothing but net. That cuts the gap to 17-12. 46 seconds and counting as Mason Carey slowly works it up the court. Arlington looked like he was trying to trap there. He was double-teamed, but they get a couple of passes. Then he gets the ball back. And Carey knocks a nice mid-range jumper down to put Anna ahead at 19-12. After going slow, they went fast all of a sudden. They're going inside for Arlington is Elijah Freisinger. And Anna coach Nate Barhorst, very excited. He knew that was a charge, and that's what the call was.
Well, I'm not sure what he thought he saw to the basket, but there was two Rockets there. He didn't have a chance to get down there, and Farrows took the charge.
Farrows throws the pass in. He gets it to Carey. 23 seconds left. Anna ahead, 19-12. Eichamp dribbles at the crossed half court. There's a pass in traffic. It's loose. Recovered by Griggs, who throws it down the court to Ken. Ken goes up. Can't get a shot to fall. There's a putback try. No good. Anna grabs the rebound with 5 seconds. Races down the court. Player with it is in trouble. It's Myers. He gets a shot up. No good. He was spinning, trying to find somebody to pass to, then picked up his dribble and tried to get a shot to fall. Can't get it to fall, so we head to the second quarter with the Rockets ahead 19-12 over Arlington. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Welcome back. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Anna leads Arlington 19-12 as we get the second game, the second quarter underway of the sixth game here today in the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. Arlington gets it to Russell. He drives inside and gets a shot to fall. So Arlington comes with a quick basket here in the second quarter that helps get the gap down. That initial burst Anna had in the first quarter has made the difference. It's been even outside of that, but that was a quick burst that allowed Anna to take this lead, which has hovered around six. Since then, it's extended there. Trey Heikamp gets a three to fall from the right corner. Beautiful shot. Nothing but net there. Lead now at eight. Ken dribbles inside from the right side, then fires it back out to Cavanine, who puts up a shot. No good. They get the rebound. The Red Devils put it back outside to Ken, and Brady Ken answers Heikamp's three with a three from the right wing that rattled in. Now Anna's lead is at 22-17 with 6:45 and counting. Anna works it back around to Heikamp. He can't get a three to fall from the left wing this time. Russell drives inside and pulls back out, hands it off to Ken. Ken pulls up a three. He can't get this try to fall either. Mason Carey is there for the rebound. He gets it across half court, throws a bounce pass off of a side of a leg of an Arlington player, and the Red Devils are able to steal it, but then they throw it away, throwing it down the court.
Well, Arlington's dropped back into a 2-3 zone now here the last couple of possessions, and Anna so far, all they're doing is shooting threes against it. They need to move the basketball.
And Anna's also taking its time getting it across half court since they've dropped back into this. Myers does here. He has it. Dribbles a little to his left and fires it inside to Heikamp. Pulls up for a shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. It's the last off of an Anna player. And that was Alex Shappy who was down there helping to fight for it. So the Red Devils will take it in. Anna did try to go inside on that possession. Arlington gets it down to its end. Jace Vermillion with it on the right wing. He goes back out to Griggs at the top of the key. After a couple more passes, now with it is Cavanine, who fires a three from the left wing. No good. Anna gets the rebound. Farrows gets it across half court. Now after a couple more passes, Winning has it on the right baseline. He goes back outside to Heikamp. Heikamp on the right side. Couple of more passes. Winning has it again. He goes up for a short shot. It is no good, but he was fouled as he shot. He will head to the line. Brady Griggs was charged with the foul on that. That is the first foul of this second quarter. Anna ahead at 23-17 after winning. It gets the first free throw to fall. Clock has stopped with 5:21 left. Second free throw is through, nothing but net. Lead goes to 24-17. Vermillion with it on the right wing for Arlington. He throws a pass down low to Cavani. And we have another offensive foul called on Arlington. Another easy call, too, Chuck.
Yeah, there was no doubt about that. When he turned, dropped his shoulder, and went right through Feroz.
And that was Cavani who got the pass down low and committed that offensive foul, as Chuck described. Anna walking it down. Myers gets it across half court. Coach Barhorst yelling, go, go there. And he does. He goes inside, puts up a shot. No good. Vermillion grabs the rebound, throws it up the court to Russell. Russell goes inside and throws a short pass over to Briggs, who was already down there. Briggs is able to get a shot to fall. Nice shot under pressure there by him. That cuts the gap down to 5 again, 24-19. Myers goes back down, gets a shot to fall, bounces off the rim. No good there for the rebound is Brady Kinn. He throws it up the court to Freisinger. Freisinger right wing, thought about going inside, then goes back out and waits for everyone else to get back down. The Red Devils go to work here. They haven't been able to get it closer to 5 since early in the first quarter when Anna went on a 6-0 run. A run that has made the difference to this point. There, Vermillion drives inside, goes up, and gets a shot to fall. He was fouled as he shot. Vermillion picking up that foul was Evan Myers. If Vermillion is able to knock this one down, it will cut the gap 2-2. Free throw is up, off the rim, no good, so it stays at 24-21 with 4 minutes and counting left in the second quarter as Farrows gets it across half court. He throws a pass that Myers could not come up with. Myers was on the left wing. Ball goes out of bounds.
Well, Feroz threw that way too hard for as close as he was to Myers that time.
And as a result, Arlington will take it in from in front of its own bench. Red Devils working it. On their end, driving inside is Griggs. He then throws a pass down low to Russell. Russell goes back outside. Kinn pulls up for a three. It's no good. Anna grabs the rebound, races down after a couple of passes. With it is Carey. He then throws it away. He was going inside and threw a no-look pass back out, but there was nobody there except an Arlington player. The Red Devils drive down inside. It is Freisinger. He puts up a shot. It's no good. But he was charged that he drew a foul and will go to the line. Picking up that foul for the Rockets is Trey Heitkamp. And that was actually Russell who went in for that shot and drew the foul for Arlington. His first free throw, no good. Second one through, nothing but net. So give Caden Russell the credit for that. Oh, he made both of them. Made that first one. So that cuts it down to 24-23. Arlington has scored the last six, if I am not mistaken. I believe it was 24-17. And looking for a response here. With it is Carey. He goes inside and gets a nice shot to fall. Went up with his left hand, dribbling on the left side, and got it to fall off the glass. That puts Anna ahead by three again. It's a fight for the ball after Arlington drove in. They call a jump ball. And Anna has the arrow pointing in its favor. Good chance by the Rockets here to get some more space again. Carey gets it in. Arlington guarding full court right now. Myers got the inbounds pass. He gets it across half court on the right side. Lost it, but Arlington got a piece of it. That was Vermillion over there. Anna throws it back in. Mason Carey gets the inbounds pass. He then hands it off to Myers way out on the right side. 2:25 and counting. Here's a long three by Carey off the rim. No good. Myers grabs a long rebound in the right corner. Dribbles inside, throws a bounce pass. There's a struggle for it. Another jump ball. This time the arrow is in Arlington's favor.
Well, this has been Anna's problem all season. They scored 19 in the first quarter. Now they've got 7 in the second quarter through the first 5 minutes.
Arlington works it over in the left corner to Russell. Pulls up for a three, no good. They get the rebound to the Red Devils. They're inside with it is Freisinger. He had a nice shot fall through, but he traveled before he shot it.
He went from one side of the lane to the other and never dribbled the ball.
So Anna gets it across half court after that travel. Ahead by three. With it is Carey on the left wing. He goes over in the left corner to Alex Chappie. Chappie starts dribbling, then goes on the baseline to Carey. Carey throws a bounce pass in traffic, but he's able to get it to Madden, and Derek Madden gets the shot off the glass. Madden, a 6'3" senior who's in off the bench. We have a foul down on Arlington's end. That goes against Chappie. And going to the free throw line is Brady Griggs. I did not see that he was shooting on that. He gets the first free throw to fall. Nothing but net. Second one is coming up. Griggs dribbles, shoots, and it's through. So that cuts the gap down to 28-25 with 1:33 left in the second quarter.
Number two, Jacob Rose.
Dana gets it in. Couple of substitutions there. After that last free throw, Carey gets it across half court, races down inside, goes up for a shot. It is off the underside. But he was fouled as he shot. And Jace Vermillion is charged with that foul. Carey dribbles at the line. His first attempt is through. If he makes the second one, the Rockets will have a 5-point lead. Clock has stopped with 1:23 left. Second free throw, as beautiful as the first. So Anna leads 30-25. Anna pretty good from the free throw line so far.
Anna is 6 of 7.
That has definitely helped, especially given, as we were talking about, that they did have that one scoring drought. Long three there. It is an air ball that Vermillion put up. Goes out of bounds. And Anna will get it. Carey throws it in. And taking it down the court is Myers. Myers being guarded by Vermillion. He gets it across half court. Throws it to Carey on the left wing. Under a minute to go now. Now after a couple more passes with it is Zach Osborne. He's off the bench recently. Osborne at the top of the key. Exchanges it with Brady Winning. Winning goes inside. He was looking for Farrows. But the pass goes out of bounds. And Arlington gets it, takes it in, and works it across half court. With it is Brady Griggs, 34 seconds and counting as he dribbles on the right side. Then he throws a pass back out to Brady Kinn. Kinn almost went up for a three, then dribbles inside, puts up a shot, no good. There with the rebound is Farrows. He races down the court, throws a pass over in the left corner to Myers. It's off the rim, no good. There's a fight for the rebound, coming away with it. Near half court is Russell. He races up the court and lays it off the glass with 12 seconds left. That cuts the gap, 2-3, but Anna racing back down. Myers has it, then loses it. Coming away with it is Farrows. Then there's a pass back down. Coming away with it is Freisinger, and he fires up a shot before the buzzer. What a series of the passes there and loose balls. Farrow somehow comes up with it and fires that shot. But it is, excuse me, Freisinger
yep.
comes up with it, fires that shot somehow. It's off the rim, though. No good. It's a small miracle he was even able to race down and get that. So a very fast final minute of the second quarter. Anna is holding on to the lead right now, though, at 30-27 as we go to halftime, which is brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Bakken's and Brottingham in Sydney. We'll be back for our full halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Anna leads Arlington 30-20. Let me try that again. I got too fast there. Anna leads Arlington 30-27 here at halftime of the sixth game of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. And Chuck has the first half recap.
Well, looking at the rebounding, Arlington's got a 15-14 rebounding advantage, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Anna turned the ball over 9 times. Arlington turned it 5. Both teams are 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Arlington. Caden Russell has 8. Then they got 4 from Vermillion, 4 from Griggs, and 4 from Freisinger. They got 3 from Kinn, 2 each from Metzger and Cavani. They scored 12 and 15, 27 for the first half. Anna was led by Mason Carey with 8. Brady Winning off the bench had 7. They got 5 from Heitkamp, 4 from Evan Myers, 3 from Chappie, 2 from Madden, and a free throw from Jacob Farrows. They scored 19 and 11, and they still lead it by 3 at the half, 30-27.
Halftime here on Scores Broadcast, brought to you by Brottingham in Sydney and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brottingham.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman. Heilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Heilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Heilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Heilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Heilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at danheilerman.com.
To get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years, and you can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru, too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. Anna leads Arlington 30-27 as we get the third quarter underway here in the sixth game of the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. Anna working with it first. With it for the Rockets after a series of passes now is Carey. A couple of more passes. Carey finds himself with it again, this time on the left wing. He fires it inside to Chappie, and Alex Chappie gets a shot to fall off the glass.
Nice look by Carey.
Rockets take a 5-point lead. There is a three from the left corner for Russell. It goes off the back of the rim, all the way over the back. And Anna will now take it in from under the basket. It's stolen by Arlington. They get the inbounds passed and nearly lose it, but now recovering with it is Russell. Russell, right corner, throws it over in the left wing to Griggs. Brady Griggs goes inside. He threw a pass off to Caden Russell. It's out of bounds, though, off of an Anna player. So Arlington will keep it. Kind of hit like a ping pong ball off of a couple of players. Getting the inbounds pass and driving inside is Aiden Cavanine. He gets the shot to fall, but you can wipe it right off because it was another offensive foul by Arlington.
I think that's the third charge that Feroz has taken for Anna today. I used to give $5 a charge for my players if they take a charge. Found out later that was illegal, so don't turn me in.
He wishes you were still doing that, though, and we're on the Anna bench. He'd have a nice meal in his pocket after tonight. Anna gets it in after it got knocked out. They get it down to Carey. He races down, pulls up for a shot, no good. Ball loose after knocking off of several players. Out of bounds, they say it will be Anna ball. Carey down under the Rockets basket, looking to throw it in. He gets it to Ferros. He throws a bounce pass down to Carey. Goes up for a shot off the back of the rim. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. That was actually Evan Myers who went up for that shot. So Myers goes to the free throw line after Luke Metzger was charged with the foul. Evan Myers, a 6'2 junior, gets the free throw to fall. Rockets tentatively ahead by six, pinning the second free throw. And the second free throw by Myers falls through, nothing but net. It is now a 34-27 and a lead. 6:42 and counting left in the third quarter. Elijah Freisinger with it. for Arlington. He throws it back to Brady Griggs. Griggs goes inside, and he is fouled by Shappy. That is Shappy's second foul, Anna's first of this third quarter. Coming in for Anna is Brady Winning. He is replacing Shappy. Arlington takes it in after that foul. With it on the right corner is Vermillion, and he knocks it down. Nothing but net. A nice three. That gives the that cuts the Rockets' lead to 34-30. 6:15 and counting as Anna gets it down. Carey pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And I thought it may have been off of Arlington, but they say it was last off of Brady Winning. So the Red Devils get it in and get it down past half court quickly. With it is Luke Metzger. He throws it over to Brady Griggs. Griggs back out near the volleyball line. Throws it over on the right wing. Now at the top of the key with it is Russell. He throws it to Griggs on the move, and Brady Griggs gets a layup to go. That cuts it down to a two-point Anna lead, 34-32. Mason Carey with it for Anna at the top of the key. He dribbles in, then throws it over along the left baseline to Winning. His jumper is no good. Feroz gets the rebound. Put back, no good. Arlington gets the rebound this time. Throws it down the court to Griggs. Griggs makes a shot off the glass. Clock stops with 5:22 left in the third quarter as Anna coach Nate Barhorst calls a timeout. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Arlington has scored the last 6 points and has tied Anna 34-34. Rockets will try to have an answer coming out of that timeout, but they do not. They're called for a 10-second violation. So Arlington now with the chance to take, I believe it's first lead of the game. They didn't lead at all in those first few minutes of the first quarter, right?
I didn't think
they did. It was close early before that 1-6-0 run Anna had. But I thought they were ahead all the way. Red Devils working it around their perimeter right now. Griggs has it, goes inside. He was trying to throw a pass to Russell on the move. It just goes right into the wall, and Anna will get it. Carey walking it down here. But Anna gets it across half court. They get it to Jacob Feroz. He puts up a shot, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of an Arlington player, and the Rockets will keep it. Inbounds pass goes right to Heitkamp. Shot's no good, though. Arlington gets the rebound. Races down to its end. Freisinger goes inside, then throws a bounce pass from back out under the basket to Caden Russell, and Russell gets it to fall. 36-34. That was a good play by Freisinger there, Chuck, when he was
he left his feet, but he found somebody to get the ball to.
Yes. Anna trying to get an answer on its end. Jacob throws, throws it back down. Ball knocked away by Arlington. Out of bounds. Mason Carey will now throw it in.
Arlington on a 9-0 run.
Inbounds pass for Anna goes to Myers. Myers on the right side goes back to Carey, who goes for a long three way outside on the left side. It's no good. Arlington races down. Freisinger has it. Spins, puts up a shot. It's rattles in and out. Anna grabs the rebound, races back down to Itzen. Shot by Jacob Feroz is no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Brady Winning. Brady Winning with a nice move there. Trailing behind on that layup and got the putback to fall. Arlington goes inside to Freisinger. He can't come up with it. Anna steals it, gets it across half court. Mason Carey with it on the left side. He throws it over to Myers. Myers on the right wing. Goes down inside to Brady Winning. And Winning gets a shot to fall. He was fouled as he shot. That was Luke Metzger with the foul. That is Arlington's third of this third quarter. Couple of substitutions here for both teams before Winning takes his free throw. Shot is up. It rattles in. And Anna has a 39-36 lead. And Arlington had taken a 36-34 lead. And Anna, since then, has scored the last 5 points.
They called Arlington. He said he stepped on the end line, I guess. Nobody on this side believes it, but that's what the call was.
So after that, Anna takes it in, but it is stolen away. Carey had it, and then stealing it is Russell. Russell goes inside and gets a shot. I stand corrected there. That was Cavanine that made it.
Cavanine had the basket.
And there is a quick turnover down on Anna's end. So it continues to go back and forth here. But Anna is clinging to a 39-38 lead at this point. Rockets have led all but about 45 seconds of this game. Arlington with it. Cavanine is inside. Then throws it back on the right corner to Russell. Russell goes and hands it off to Aiden Cavanine, and he gets a three to fall from the right wing. That gives Arlington a 41-39 lead. Clock is stopped with 2:10 left as they make a player tie his shoes. Anna gets it across half court. Jacob Feroz with it. Throws a bounce pass down to Winning. Winning goes back out to the top of the key to Mason Carey. Mason Carey with it. Goes on the left wing. Out to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes inside. Puts up a shot. No good. Excuse me, that was Brady Winning again with that. I keep wanting to say that he is Heitkamp. Brady Winning with it. Shot no good. Arlington grabs the rebound and gets it down to its end. They throw a pass to a streaking Russell along the baseline, and he gets a shot to fall off the glass. Arlington has its largest lead of the game at 4 points, 43-39, with 1:31 left in the third quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the east
eastern edge of Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Arlington ahead 43-39. There's been a lot of runs here in this third quarter. Anna had just scored five straight, and Arlington has now scored the last five. Leads by four. Mason Carey with it. At the top of the key, 110 and counting left in the third quarter. With it is Trey Heitkamp. Heitkamp back in after sitting on the bench for a while. He throws it back to Myers. Myers outside on the left wing. Myers goes to Carey. Carey along the baseline, dribbles inside, gets a shot to fall off the glass. That cuts the gap to two.
Boy, tough shot. Nice make.
50 seconds left. Arlington backs out. Now steps up again. Brady Griggs with it. He's on the right wing. Throws it in the right corner to Brady Kinn. Kinn dribbles out along the perimeter. Throws it back out near half court to Griggs. Griggs dribbles right side, throws a pass down on the left side, inside to Freisinger. Shot's no good. They get the rebound, though. Throw it back out to Cavanine. He misses a three, but goes inside, gets his own rebound, pulls up for a shot. No good. There with the rebound is Myers, but it's taken away by Arlington. The Red Devils throw it down inside, and there with the basket is Brady Griggs. He's not the one who initially got the pass, though. That was Elijah Freisinger, who fell to the ground. And then Griggs was able to pick up that loose ball and get it to fall. That was a crazy series right there. But Arlington able to still get points out of it and extend its lead back to four at 45-41 with 7 seconds left. Carey gets it across half court for Anna. Drives inside. Puts a shot off the glass. It's no good. And time expires in the third quarter. We head to the fourth with Arlington on top of Anna, 45-41. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
That last steal by Arlington combined with Brady Griggs picking up a ball after Freisinger fell down with it is the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. In Sydney, begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Arlington misses a shot on the first possession of the fourth quarter. Anna comes back down, misses a shot. And there was a missed three by Freisinger. It goes out of bounds off of Anna, though. So Arlington will take it in with 7:22 left in the fourth quarter. That was an action-packed first 35 or so seconds. And we have a foul committed by Anna shortly after Arlington got it inbounds. That foul goes against Myers. That's his second. Arlington will once again work it in from under its own basket. The Red Devils get it in to Luke Metzger. He throws it back to Jace Vermillion, that is, at the top of the key. Vermillion throws it way back outside to Griggs. Griggs near half court, drives inside the lane, goes up for a shot, and is called for a charge. Fourth one of the game, right?
Yeah, but that time the defender was sliding out into it. That was not a correct call. But Anna needed it.
They sure do. They'll take the break. Down by four. I've not trailed much in this game, but Arlington is playing well here late. And it gets it across half court. Carey with it, dribbles right side, and we have an Arlington foul. That goes against Brady Kinn. That is his second. And Anna is going to take it in from along the baseline. Out on the left side. Inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds immediately by Caden Russell. And now Anna will take it in from in front of its own bench. Carey gets it in, and it goes off of Russell. So Carey will take it in again. He throws a bounce pass on the right wing to Myers. Myers throws it to Shappy. Shappy goes back to Carey. Carey, right wing, takes a couple of dribbles, pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. There for the rebound is Vermillion. Vermillion works it across half court, drives inside, nearly lost his dribble, recovers it, throws it to Brady Kinn, who knocks down a three from the right wing. Nothing but net. Arlington ahead by 7, 48-41, 6:20 and counting. Anna races down and gets it in the left corner to Derek Madden, and Madden knocks down a three.
Boy, that was big.
Anna definitely needed that one, but there Arlington responds quickly. It was a four-point gap. It's a six-point gap just like that as they get it to Griggs inside, and he gets a shot off the glass. 5:55 and counting. Mason Carey with it on the left wing for the Rockets. Trey Heitkamp has it at the top of the key. He throws it over on the left wing to Myers. Myers goes over to Shappy. Shappy goes right wing to Derek Madden. Madden looking, then throws it inside to Myers. Myers dribbles back out. Backs way off near Anna's bench with 5:30 and counting. And he is fouled by Caden Russell.
Coach Barhorst just took a charge right there.
That's Russell's first. Yeah, he was right there where they were dribbling that. He's still a big guy, so I think he can do it, though. Actually, I think he's taller than anybody on the court right now, looking at them all. Former Anna Rocket standout himself. Anna gets it in. 5:25 and counting. Myers got the inbounds pass, still dribbling with it. Brady Winning comes over and takes a handoff. Winning, pivoting, throws a bounce pass down right side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws it inside. It's ripped away by Arlington. Aiden Cavanine works it across half court on the right side. Dribbles right wing. Then Jace Vermillion comes over and takes it away. We have a travel called on Brady Kinn, who had just picked up the dribble after getting the pass. So Anna gets another chance here after that turnover. The Rockets take it in from in front of Arlington's bench. 5 minutes and counting left in the fourth. Carey gets across half court, dribbles left side. He's double-teamed, then throws it over in the left wing to Derek Madden. This three, an air ball, no good. Carey steals the pass, but he goes out of bounds with it, trying to maintain possession. So Arlington will take it in from in front of its own bench. Carey went over a chair, an empty chair actually, on the bench as he was trying to throw it back in after he lost possession. The Red Devils work it over on the left wing to Jace Vermillion. He hits a three with 4:32 left. Arlington ahead by nine, 53-44. Carey dribbles inside, then goes back out. And they're knocking down a three from the left corner is Derek Madden. Anna needed that one, but the Rockets still trail 53-47, 4:15 left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We have a jump ball called right near half court to get things started again after that timeout. And the possession arrow favors Anna. Good defense there by the Rockets, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a definite time they needed to stop.
They went up for a double-teamed and absolutely stalled the Arlington player. Trying to get for a steal. Everybody just tried to hold on to the ball, but it's a missed shot by Anna. Arlington grabs the rebound, races back down to Isten, and we have a foul by Mason Carey. Anna likes to play fast, Chuck. I don't know if they wanted a shot quite that fast on that possession, though. Still plenty of time left with 3:55 left. But time is starting to wind down here.
Well, Mason Carey is a real streaky shooter, but he has not had a good shooting game tonight.
Cavanine with it. Way out on the left side. Goes up to the top of the key. Throws it over to Ken. Ken has a three. Go off the side of the rim. Heitkamp grabs the rebound. Races it back down. Throws it to Madden. And Madden knocks down a three from the right wing.
That's three for Madden now. Three threes in the quarter.
And he cuts the gap to 53-50. Arlington nearly lost it there, but regains possession. Red Devils, yes, they're working it. I do think that was a travel, too, but they get it over to Cavani, and he pulls up for a three. No good. Ball out of bounds. It is Anna Ball.
Well, they're taking shots that makes it look like they're down 10 instead of up three.
Yes. And Anna has taken advantage, getting back in this. Madden has made two threes over the last minute to cut the gap down to 3 points. Carey goes up for a shot off the back of the rim. No good. He went inside. Looked like he half hesitated, then shot anyway. Arlington grabs the rebound, races back down to its end. Red Devils dribbling it around. Now in the left corner, Griggs goes up for a three off the back of the rim. No good. They say it went over. Yes, they did. So Anna will take it out from under Arlington's basket. Long delay here. Anna finally getting ready to take it in, and the Rockets get it in. Myers gets it across half court. He throws it over on the right wing to Jacob Farrows. After a couple of more passes now, as Anna picks it up, Madden has it. He throws it over on the right wing to Winning. Brady Winning goes back to Farrows. He goes over on the left wing to Heitkamp. Heitkamp with it, throws a pass down inside. Shots up, no good. They're coming for the rebound, and put back is Brady Winning. A great put back there, cuts the gap down to 1 point at 53-52. Arlington calls a timeout with 1:53 to go. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Arlington gets it after that timeout, clinging to a 53-52 lead, 1:38 and counting. And we have a travel call there on the Red Devils, and it will get it.
Boy, he started to throw the pass, and the guy moved, and Russell took two steps.
Anna with a chance to take the lead again. Arlington has been in control since late in the third quarter, about the last 8 minutes of this game now.
Well, they went up 9 at one point.
Madden with some threes to help the Rockets get back into it. We'll see what they do here. Madden has it right now on the left wing. After a couple of more passes, Myers on the right wing, dribbles along the baseline, turns, throws a bounce pass, gets it to Winning. He gets it to go off the glass. Great play there. Rockets on top, 54-53 with 50 seconds left. Arlington goes inside, and we have a foul called on Madden. His first and Anna's second in this fourth quarter. And Anna is going to call a timeout, leading Arlington by one with 50 seconds left. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Finley. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Anna leads Arlington 54-53, 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Red Devils taking it in after a timeout from under their own basket. Inbounds pass goes to Russell. Russell at the top of the key, throws it over to Cavanine. Aiden Cavanine backs out near half court, then throws it over to Russell. Russell then throws it back to Cavanine on the move, and he gets a jumper to fall from the right side. Nice mid-range jumper there, and that gives Arlington a 55-54 lead with 38 seconds left. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
38 seconds left. Anna down by one after Cavanine makes a basket for the Red Devils. Anna working it across half court with 30 seconds and counting to go. On the left wing, Heitkamp has it. He goes over to Winning. It's stolen by Russell along the left side. Red Devils working with it. 19 seconds and counting. And there we have a foul. That is going to be called against Myers. That is Anna's third. Myers
and
first.
Anna's third.
They're both third. Yes. I then lost his number and couldn't see what on the scoreboard it was. So Arlington takes it in and another immediate foul. This one against Myers. So make it his fourth and Anna's fourth of the quarter. 17 seconds left. That last foul was committed right in front of Arlington's bench. That is where the Red Devils will take it in. Mason Carey comes in for Myers. And the Red Devils working to get it in. They get it in to Brady Kinn. He is fouled immediately. I believe that was Madden. And that was who has the foul call. That's his second. And now Anna reaches five team fouls. And Kinn goes to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 16 seconds left. First free throw by Kinn is nothing but net. Second one coming up.
Number zero, Evan Myers.
And Cavanine made a basket with 38 seconds left to give Arlington the lead again. Kinn's second free throw falls through. Nothing but net. And we have a timeout by Arlington leading 57-54. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Don't search for the best breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily, and don't forget from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main in Rushi. Right after that timeout, Anna takes a timeout and will now talk things over with 16 seconds left, trailing Arlington 57-54.
With it, calling your last time out there is kind of scary, because if you come down and you do not get a three out of it, maybe you get a two. They can hold the ball out of bounds for 5 seconds. They don't have to bring it in.
That is a great point there, Chuck. I did not realize that was Anna's last time out. Arlington has two left. Rockets come out of that timeout. Arlington.
Well, I think he wanted to see what kind of defense they were in, and he called the timeout. But if I'm Arlington, I change up what I was in. So.
Yep. And the Red Devils come out. Trey Heitkamp throws it inbounds to Carey. Carey picks up his dribble. Gets it across half court with 13 seconds left. He's way out on the left side. Throws a bounce pass to Madden. Madden, top of the key. is fouled.
Smart foul.
Brady Griggs fouled him there with 7 seconds left. That is Arlington's fourth. Now the Rockets will work it in from in front of their own bench. Heitkamp throws it in, knock loose. Carey comes away with it, goes inside, and gets a shot off with 4 seconds left. Arlington doesn't have to take it back in, though, and that ends the game. Arlington beats Anna 57-56. That was a tough situation there, Chuck, after the inbounds pass. Carey probably kind of acting like you're, you know, it's a knee-jerk reaction there with the shot and not, necessarily stopping and thinking about the situation.
Right. Well, he took it to the rim. He was kind of maybe hoping to get fouled, but Arlington did two things smart. They pulled back and let him shoot the layup, and then they let the ball roll away because Anna couldn't call the timeout. So.
Right. So that's how it ends, and guess what? As a result of them hitting that shot to cut it to a one-point deficit, that is the fourth one-point loss of this season for Anna. And a tough one, because this is a situation in where the Rockets led for most of the first three quarters, but Arlington dominated the last 10 or so minutes to earn the victory. Arlington beats Anna 57-56 here in the final game of the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. And we were talking in our pregame about Coach Jack Vermillion being in his 26th year, and they just held up a banner. That was his 400th career win here tonight. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we'll recap the game and have our Clancy's Stars of the Game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. Arlington beats Anna 57-56. Another one-point loss for the Rockets, their fourth one-point loss of the season. Becomes a one-point loss as Mason Carey made a mid-range jumper with 4 seconds left to cut it to one. But with under five to play, Arlington literally just was able to stand there and watch the final 4 seconds go off the clock. A tough break for the Rockets. You know, we've talked about that in the pregame, Chuck. They're right there, but still working to get to the team that wins the one-point game and not lose the one-point game.
Boy, just imagine how excited they're going to be when they win the next close one, because they're a good basketball team, and you're right, they are right there. They were here. They dropped all the way down 9 points in the third quarter after leading the entire game and still came back and had a shot, but just they couldn't get the shot there at the end to tie the thing up.
A balanced scoring effort for the Rockets tonight, and I think it was fairly balanced for Arlington, too. Chuck's got the complete recap here.
Yeah, both sides were balanced. Arlington, they had one, they had three in double figures, and one with nine and one with eight. They had Caden Russell with 12, Brady Griggs with 12, Vermillion had 10, and Ken had 8 off the bench. Cavaney had 9. I'm going to go with Caden Russell as my player of the game for Arlington. On the other side, Brady Wenning had what I think is the best game I've seen him play. He had 16. They got 11 out of Derek Madden off the bench. Three big threes in the fourth quarter to bring them back from that 9-point deficit. And they got 12 points out of Mason Carey. I'm going to go with Brady Wenning for Anna and Caden Russell for Arlington.
Your Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Upcoming games here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie travels to Bakken's for a girls game tomorrow. Excuse me, Bakken's travels to Fort Loramie. I knew that and said it wrong. So Jack and Chuck will be right back here tomorrow night for that one. On Tuesday, Bakken's travels to Minster for a boys game. On Friday, they will have the Anna boys again as the Rockets travel to Jackson Center for a Shelby County League game. And then on Saturday, Rushi travels to Miami East for a non-conference boys game. That is what's coming up here this week on scoresbroadcast.com. 57-56, Anna loses another close one, tough one to end it, Chuck, but a great day here at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic.
Well, you know, we were here 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago, it's just gotten better and better each time. I guess it was 2 years. It's the third year, right?
Yes.
And each time today, this place, there wasn't a place to sit, and there had to be 100 people outside waiting to come in. It looked like a tournament game with people waiting to come back in. They do a wonderful job. I like their matchups. They're doing a great job. They're doing it right.
I love it, and I love having the local teams against out-of-area teams. Recapping the scores real quick, Fort Loramie lost to Sycamore Mohawk 45-21. Dublin-Jerome beat St. Mary's 72-69 in overtime. Tri-Village beat Marion Local 52-40. Rushi beat Antwerp 66-36. and Minster fell to Toledo Christian by a score of 53-2. That's the wrong score. I got scribbled over my notes here. I don't see what the final of that game was. 65-42, does that sound right?
Yeah,
there
yeah,
it is. I find
real close,
it.
Yes.
That's what Toledo Christian did to Minster. So thanks, everyone, for listening today. Chuck, much fun here today for the Rushi and these Anna games. Look forward to being back here on Scores sometime soon. And have fun this week with Jack.
I will be looking forward to seeing more basketball.
We will see you here again tomorrow night. Jack Kramer back with Chuck McPhee. Mockins girls travel right back here to Fort Loramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.